What you just heard is the excitement of the 1,200 people who stood in line for an hour and a half outside of Ottawa Hills High School this Saturday just to hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Dr. Abdul El-Sayed speak. Before her landslide win in Queens, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not even recognized by name in any of the local media. With $300 in her pocket and a whole lot of passion, the 28-year-old from the Bronx had never run in a political campaign before, and now she has beat Congressman Crowley, the chair of the Democratic Party in Queens.
It's a three-generation political machine. They've got $3 million and you've got $300. But we charged on anyway. Because what we knew that what we were standing up for and what we were fighting for was the right thing to do.
Today, the candidate is taking time away from her own campaign to endorse other candidates across the country who, like her, are running a campaign without any corporate money. In the case of Michigan, that is the candidate for governor of the Democratic Party, Dr. El-Sayed.
And if you look at my life, my decisions have always been about asking the basic question of what's the responsibility to serve real people and how do we do that right?
If Dr. El-Sayed wins the seat against Gretchen Whitmer and Sri Thanadarm, he could be Michigan's first Muslim governor. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.